And now, writing can be a lonely business or it can be a collaborative celebration. We finish out the hour with Jason Kurtz. He joins us to talk about South Dakota Writes and the Summer Local Author Book Fair. That's June 2nd in Sioux Falls. Jason Kurtz, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, let's start with South Dakota Writes because it's a relatively new endeavor, but does it cross the whole state?
Yes, it actually does. I started it back in April of 2016, and by the time the summer rolled around, everyone said, you should have a nonprofit. We need to do this bigger. And so it is statewide. We had a dual workshop out in Rapid City in March, and we're looking for a local author book fair location out there for the summer. But the one that's coming up on Friday is our third one. We had one in December for the winter one. We had one in March for the spring, and now we have one June 2nd for summer. So,
and did you find plenty of local authors sort of, pressing their faces against the glass and saying it's about time?
Yeah, because when I started looking, I had difficulty finding a community. Basically, I have an MFA in creative writing, and I was tired of not knowing when events were happening or where they were going. And so I just kind of started a little Facebook group, and it started with 8 people, and then the next day it had 16, and then 32, and then 72, and oh my gosh, it started out as a rowboat, and now it's a big steamship, and I'm trying to figure out how to steer everything. But the story that I like to tell is I Googled online for South Dakota writers, and I found an article from the Rapid City Journal from 2015 was the most recent one, and it 9 South Dakota authors. I'm like, great. Oh, maybe I'll learn something. They were all dead except for Tom Brokaw. They were like Laura Ingalls Wilder and Ollie Robog. So I'm like, I don't know what's happening. And then, of course, I started this, and now they come out of the woodwork, and everyone like, I have a novel. I have a novel. I have a novel. And so now we kind of do from inception of idea all the way through to people who have a published novel. So,
all right. So is it mostly, are you finding the big advantages in the networking and connecting authors to other authors? Are there workshops? Where are you seeing the most traction?
We have a couple events every month almost, it seems like. We have a happy hour that we get together, and there's in Watertown, they get together for, they do a coffee clutch there, and then in Rapid City, we were doing a happy hour. Now I think there's enough people out there that we're going to do a happy hour and a coffee clutch situation out there, and then in Sioux Falls, every third Monday, we do a happy hour here in Sioux Falls. But that's just kind of like a get-together visit with how's your book going, how's your writing going, whatever. But we try to have a workshop almost every month, and we had a first page read in January, and then we had a out in Rapid City we did a Writing What You Know workshop, and also like an editing workshop out there. And last month we started our critique groups for the first time, so now we have monthly write-ins where you can come and write for 3 hours, and then 2 weeks later come back and discuss something that one of the people in your group of four to submitted for this upcoming month. And we have about 10 to 15 people that participate in the write-ins and critique sessions every month. And so and then we were at the SuperCon. We had tables at the SuperCon where authors were selling their books, and we have the local author book fair this Friday. And so it seriously is just something that now I'm so busy with writing activities, I don't know what to do with myself. So,
do you have time to write?
No, I was writing a novel, and it's still like percolating, and I look at it every once in a while. But now I've gone down to poetry because I can finish a poem in a day or two and then get that out. And so I do have some poems coming out in the South Dakota Poet Society magazine, Past Petals, here that should be out this month. So,
The author Kate DiCamillo, children's author, always tells the story about how when she wanted to be a writer, she first thing she did is go buy some black turtlenecks and talk about how she wanted to be a writer. And then she figured out that she had to write. So the accountability, I would imagine, helps with providing some sort of framework or structure.
Yep, it's awful hard to go to the, monthly happy hour if you haven't written anything. You're like, oh, what have you been doing this month? Oh, nothing.
Then you're just a drinker.
Right, that's right. Then you're just out, having a cocktail
time,
or something.
Yeah,
so it's funny you mentioned Kate, because she was my advisor at Hamlin when I got my MFA there. So they have a great program up there, and a lot of she's from Minneapolis, so that's great.
Yeah. Hamlin has an amazing program for MFA.
Mm-hmm.
Worth it.
Yeah,
for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Because everybody
I
had to say, what are you going to do with that? It's, it's a huge investment in time and money. But you think going and putting the time into the education was worth it for you personally.
Absolutely, because I'm a high school teacher. I teach English at Harrisburg, and so I was doing a little double duty there. I wanted to go back and get my master's, but also I learned so much more about the writing process and about what it takes to put a book together and what good writing looks like. And I think I like to bring that to our community as well when we do our workshops and things like that. So.
Let's make sure we talk about the book fair, the local author book fair. Give me the details about what readers might find there.
There's a wide variety of genres there. First of all, it's in front of the federal courthouse on Phillips in the plaza there. And there's going to be we're going to have 20 local authors there selling and signing their books on First Friday from 3 to 7 on June 2nd, so next Friday. And let's see, I know for a fact that there is fantasy, there's science fiction, there is usually some romance and mystery, there's some nonfiction, memoir, self-journey books. There's usually a coding book or two there. We have some nonfiction folks that like to come and show up. And so you can pretty much find anything you want to read. There'll be a genre there that a local author will have put together. So
I have this working theory that we're in the middle of a literary renaissance in South Dakota, and I think you're out there proving me right.
So that is very correct.
I'm hoping that you'll come back and that you'll bring many of these local authors to our studio as well to sort of share their books with the entire state of South Dakota.
I absolutely will. I would love it.
All right. Basics. Jason Kurtz, South Dakota Writes. Find it on Facebook.
Yep.
Monthly meetings?
Yep, we do. Yeah, every third Monday we have something going on for sure.
You have to be invited to the Facebook group. You can just...
It's a public group, and then when you ask to join, I just hit accept, and you're in. So.
And writers of all levels?
Yes, all levels, yeah. Absolutely. If you're just thinking about, you want to learn more or how to do it, everyone's welcome.
All right, what are you reading right now?
Let's see. I just got done reading some Joe Abercrombie. It's a fantasy kind of like George R. R. Martin, except Abercrombie writes about one a year instead of George's, you know, like
insert
one
your
every
George
seven.
Martin joke here.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So
Jason Kurtz, thank you so much for being with us today.